Hi everybody out there. My name is Christopher. I'm coming to you as I'm driving to a friend's house actually to partake in a marketing study session. We have our last marketing exam starting in, about 12 hours or so, a little more than 12 hours, 15 hours left to study. I wanted to start doing some audio podcasts just to keep myself warmed up to the fact that someday I may actually do a real audio podcast. And I do know that a lot of podcasters out there really do this often to practice. One guy I can think of in particular is Rich Pav from Hero from Japan. I wanted to take a moment, other than the video podcast, to talk a little bit about what this site actually is and what it means. Obviously it's a blog site, podcast site, video site, but I had actually started it a while ago, back when the podcast buzz was pretty big. But for fear of trying to get on the bandwagon, I sort of took a back seat, really sort of to develop the idea, and eventually landed on finding Japan as the main idea. I am currently in business school, which has been a recent development. I think at this point I've been in business school since the end of July, and we've already completed 9 classes, so it's pretty amazing. And I apologize if there's some road noise here. You guys are actually sitting in my visor right now as I'm driving to this person's house. But basically, I am in my late 20s, and I am interested in other cultures, specifically Japan. And really, finding Japan is a little less about, obviously, finding Japan, because we all know where it is on a map, and more about finding myself in Japan, and basically growing as a person, culturally, knowledge-wise, and just, you know, being a little more generally aware of what it's like to be a human being. And that is essentially the goal at this point. I apologize if I'm stuttering too here. I'm trying to drive and talk at the same time, so this may not turn out to be actually usable. I've also been quite inspired by some podcasters, which I think are non-traditional podcasters, in the sense that I think podcasting has become pretty commercialized. There are plenty of podcasts I listen to, from Business Week, etc., that are... Ooh, McDonald's. All right, we're going to take a McDonald's break here. I guess I will come back to you guys in a moment. All right, I'm back. Got some food. That was just one example of a cross-cultural experiential difference. I remember going to, I believe it was either McDonald's or a Burger King in Osaka, and ordering an ebi fillet. I think that's what it was. And essentially it's a shrimp, like crab cake done with shrimp meat instead, in a patty form. And basically it tastes pretty damn good. But what struck me was the service in Japan. And this woman who had just handed me my meal here in beautiful Columbia, South Carolina, didn't even look me in the eye when she handed me my food and said goodnight. Disappointing. Anyway, I'm going way off topic. I guess it's taken me about a year to come around and be inspired enough to start doing audio podcasts. There's some really good Japan podcasts out there. One that specifically comes to mind is Rich Pav's HeroFlumJapan.com. If you haven't checked it out, please do. I highly recommend it. The second one is Tokyo Calling, wonderful podcast done by Scott Lockman. Very excellent. And one that's sadly missed is the Kobe Beef Show. I don't know where Terrence went to these days, but also an excellent podcast giving you a little of the underside, sexy, pimp, nasty side of Japan. I'm just teasing you, Terrence. No, excellent podcast and great guy. He took my friend Fred and I out when we went to go visit him in Kobe last year. So that's been my inspiration. And one of the things I had liked about many of these podcasts is they weren't commercial. They were just people hanging out and calling it as they see it, especially Rich. That guy's got some guts. And he's just started getting back into podcasting after taking a brief hiatus, but it actually, I think, improved the quality many times. And he's just continuing to do really great work. So, again, some of the inspiration. I think the other side of it, too, is I've always been pretty attracted to technology in general and leveraging technology and learning more about other people. And podcasting is such a great and immediate way to really kind of cross those boundaries. I can only spend so much time reading off a LCD screen. To hear people's voices, to hear the sounds around them, it makes a world of difference. And, you know, on some level, I wanted to be a part of that. Also, since the podcasting buzz, has sort of died down, it seems less in vogue, so I think I feel a little more comfortable doing it. And the last reason would probably be the fact that my family is pretty much spread out across the corners of the East Coast and even into Europe now, so this provides me a great way to keep my family updated on things that are happening in my life. Seeing as how I have very little time. If you haven't noticed, I'm driving, talking, and eating all at the same time, so if I miss my turn, it's nobody's fault but my own, I suppose. So this podcast episode really is sort of an introduction. I didn't really want to say much of anything of particular note other than, you know, why I'm doing this, what it's all about. I did want to mention, for those of you who are trying to get the videos on iTunes on the PC, if you're having problems, please let me know. I did have a listener send me an email, and I'd like to thank him right now for doing so, and I'm going to test the video feed within iTunes as well on the PC when I get a moment, probably after the exam tomorrow. So again, thank you very much, and hopefully there will be more episodes to come soon. I don't even really know if anybody's listening to the audio versions at this point, as again, this is just more getting myself comfortable with speaking when people are staring at you, and getting myself used to doing the podcast thing. So anyway, thank you for your time. More topics about Japan coming up, and hope to see you all again later as I choke on a fry. Okay, take care then. Bye.